Hey, it's Phil Henry. It's time now for our Backstage Pass, our BSP Classic Hour for today, Monday, the 17th of June, 2019. And I just found this thing by accident. This happens to be one of my favorite hours of all time. It's a Bob Green hour from November of 2002. And in this hour, Bob Green talks about how he relaxes driving home by doing 55 in the fast lane and watching all the cars pile up behind him. So he's slowing everybody down. And it's relaxing for him to know that he's making traffic safer and slower by just basically dragging ass in the fast lane and pissing people off is what he's doing. And I just love this hour because I got a real issue with people in the fast lane anyway. So let's listen to it, okay? It's Bob Green, our, you know, already arrogant grocery store CEO, who is now, you know, extending the tentacles of his control into the real world and against all of us as he goes 55 in the fast lane here. This Phil Henry Show BSP Classic Hour for today.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
Part 9 in our 12-part series, Highway Safety and You. Now, Bob, you were hearing what I said yesterday about people in the fast lane.
Yes, sir.
And what? And you had something you wanted to comment on.
Phil, I get into the fast lane, and I do 55. It's my way of making sure people are doing the speed limit. There's nothing wrong with helping the police and slowing people down.
Even though you're making people angry?
Well, like I said, I heard what you said yesterday about being angry at people in the fast lane who go slow, but there is another side, if I could tell a story.
You purposefully go slow, though, huh?
Well, there is another side, though.
All right. Now, you work as a grocery store manager, right?
Yes. I work as a grocery store manager at Fraser Foods in Buena Park, and for 8 hours a day, my job, Phil, I could sum it up in a few words. It's like cleaning out a cat litter box. That never gets clean. I'm constantly cleaning up a mess. There's a customer that has a problem. There's an employee that has a problem. There's merchandise that isn't stocked right, or there's a spill. And I'm married to a woman who I love with all of my heart, but she's a handful too. I get home, she's demanding. Right now we're remodeling our home, and I'm stressing. So when I drive home at night, I've got an opportunity to unwind and relax and to enjoy myself.
All right, and so you do it by getting over into the fast lane and slowing down.
Well, first of all...
I tell you...
No, I gathered it made you angry. That's why I wanted to respond. See, first of all, making people slow down can't be a bad thing. And there's this thing, you might have heard about it. It's called speed kills. You heard about that?
Yes, I've heard about speed kills. I've heard with the Highway Patrol about speed kills.
Well, I say that to make this point. People don't know that I'm doing them a favor. When they pull into their driveway at night and they sit down for a meal, they don't know that it's me to thank for slowing it down in the fast lane, so they actually got home.
But you said to me, and you said to my audience, it's to help you unwind. You use this method of slowing down in traffic and making people angry to enjoy yourself.
It's to unwind, yeah.
But you're unwinding, you're relaxing. Do you put on music?
I turn on the radio, yeah. I like to put on Coast, which is one of the adult music stations. I get into the fast lane, I slow down. It's enjoyable for me. I'm not hurting anybody. It's my way.
Do you like making people angry?
I don't like making people angry. I have some fun. I have a little bit of fun.
You have fun slowing down in the fast lane.
I got to admit, I have fun with people. I drive slowly on the freeway. They get upset. They like to look at you. A lot of them try and tailgate. And when they do that, I slow down a little bit more. First instance, when they flash their brights, what I have is a piece of cloth that I drop down over the rearview mirror. And if they honk, I wave. It's just fun for me.
You know, you're making people angry when you do that. And driving slowly in the fast lane is an anger produced. First of all, the fast lane is a passing lane. It's a lane that people ought to be allowed to just sail down, whether they're going fast or not. When you're over in the far left lane, going slowly, you're making people angry.
I know, that's what you said yesterday, but I realize that, it's fun to see them get mad, and they're not really going to do anything about it. I'm not breaking any laws. I'm just having fun.
You could make somebody angry enough to get violent, and we have had freeway shootings.
Well, what I do, if someone's tailgating me, and they're honking, and they get angry, and I know they're getting angry, I smile at them, and I wave into the mirror, and sometimes I do a little zigzag in front of them, and I basically tell them to go around me on the right side, and sometimes if they go around on the right, I pretend like I'm, you know, changing lanes too.
To further piss them off.
Well, no, not to... I pretend like I'm changing lanes, but I get back. So, no, what I do is I smile, I wave at them.
Do you move over, sir?
No, I do not.
So what you're saying to me is you're telling them, hey, hi, how you doing? I'm going to stay in this lane, but you go around me on the right.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so what you're doing, and at the end of a workday, when everybody else may have had a bad day too, you're possibly making people very angry just so you can, as you say, relax. You sit in your car, you put on music, do you smoke?
I unfortunately, yes, I do.
So you light up a cigarette?
I have a cigarette, I put on some music, and I relax, and I just let out a big exhale of air, and I stay in the fast lane, I slow it down.
And how is this relaxing for you?
I guess you could say I like to see people get upset. It's funny. I think it's funny the way people are. And it's fun for me. I get a laugh out of it. I get a chuckle out of it. It's not going to kill them. They're not going to get a bad disease. Their kids aren't going to die. They just have to go slower. And it's crazy to watch how crazy they get. And I look in the rearview mirror. I see a guy behind me. One guy, it was about 3 days ago, I was coming home, Phil, and he's doing the lights thing. And I don't know if you've ever seen people, they blink their lights on and off in the fast lane. And so what I did is I started a brake. And I was popping my brakes. And that he'd come up and
you're German braking the guy?
No, it's not a German brake. German brake is a full stop where you're going to make the guy hit you. What I do is I just hit my, every time he hit the brights, I hit my brake lights. I know you're saying that it makes people angry, but really it doesn't hurt them at all. I just blink my lights back when they do that.
All right, Robert, you're an interesting guy. You're the kind of guy that makes me angry in traffic. Robert Green here, he's a motorist who comes home from his job at night, and the way he relaxes is he gets into the fast lane and slows down and watches people get angry and watches people get bent out of shape. And
nobody has gotten so bent out of shape, Mr. Henry, that they threaten me with violence.
No, I'm sure they have, and they go around you?
They go around me.
But you have said it's relaxing and fun for you to piss people off.
You know something? You use the word piss people off.
It's relaxing for you.
Well, you use the phrase piss people off, but I think I'm helping them. And I don't really care if they get pissed off. I'm helping them.
You don't care if they get angry, and you're helping them by making them slow down.
That's right. I don't really care if they get mad.
What if they got so angry that somebody pulled a gun?
It wouldn't bother me because I'm pretty quick. I could maneuver through traffic pretty fast and get away from somebody like that. And anybody that did that, I'll tell you this much, he better shoot to kill, because if he doesn't, I'm going to be his worst nightmare. And I'm saying that very seriously.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Robert Green, motorist. He gets in the fast lane and goes pretty slow. And we do have the issue of a Robin Porter I'm going to get into here from Canoga Park.
I want to talk about it, but let me just say this. My job, Phil, I'm helping cops, I'm helping a lot of people. Being the manager of a grocery store...
You're going to tell me how tough your job is.
No, but being the manager of a grocery store is like running a daycare center. The customers are babies. The checkers aren't too bright. The bag boys are strictly from hunger. Someone's always got the frozen OJ out, and they're moving items around. So when I get off the job, I got a little bit of fun out on the freeway. I call it a little payback for the living hell that I've been put through. That's all I'm talking about. It's a little bit of payback for the hell that my job as a grocery store manager puts me through. So if I go slow in the fast lane, big deal.
All right, you know Robin Porter of Canoga Park?
I know, and that woman is crazy.
Well, she didn't think it was funny. She miscarried on the side of the freeway because you were playing your games. She didn't make it to a hospital.
All right, Mr. Andrew, I got to tell you right now, you need to govern yourself because my attorney is on this case, and I don't want to have to include you in a slander suit. I am suing her for slander. I was having some fun in the fast lane.
You were having some fun in the fast lane, and when that woman tried to get over to exit, you moved in front of her and wouldn't let her exit.
Well, maybe you can make a sign and sell them on your show, a sign that a woman could put up in her car and say, I'm pregnant, I'm trying to get to the hospital. Because, Mr. Henry, I don't read minds. You know, my name isn't Miss Cleo. My name is Bob Green. I manage a grocery store. I could have let her get over. My attorney is responding to hers, and I can say this, Miss Porter, if you're listening, I would rather go to hell and live there as Satan's sexual slave than give you one nickel in this frivolous claim.
You admitted that you moved over and wouldn't let her get off the freeway.
I was having a couple of laughs, and if she was pregnant, she should have let me know.
How is she going to let you know? She's pregnant. She's racing to the hospitals. First of all, she didn't even have her husband with her.
I don't know how she's going to let me know, but that's her responsibility. The onus is on her. I mean, she could have pointed to her stomach. She could have, whatever.
She lost a baby.
Don't put that on me. And again, watch how you talk, because I will sue. I'm suing everybody on this one. Anybody that even comes close to inferring that I caused the death of a child, I will sue them until they bleed. I'm suing everybody. I'm having a little bit of fun, and people want to call me a baby killer. That ain't going to go.
All right, sir. I'm not calling you that. I'm just quoting this.
Yeah, well, then watch it. And I don't mean to threaten you, sir, but I would ask you to be careful.
All right, I'm going to watch it. I'm not trying to call you baby killer. I realize it's still being litigated. This is the kind of guy, though. I was talking about this last night. Anyway, this man's name is Robert Green, and he relaxes after a long day at work by getting into the fast lane and slowing down so that he is basically causing people to slow down along with him. He's also being sued by Ms. Robin Porter. She claims that because he wouldn't let her off the freeway playing his games, she didn't make it to the hospital and she miscarried on the side of the road. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, Robert Green is with me. And Robert, you took exception to something I said yesterday on the show about fast lanes and how people who drive slow in the fast lane, I don't like them. And you say that you have a citizen's duty to slow people down.
I absolutely do, Phil. I think that's a big part of slowing down in the fast lane. I like the idea that I can control the speed of other people. I like that. I like the idea that people are not going to break the law when I am... When I'm driving in the fast lane. I like the idea that I can make them do what I want them to do, because I have a long day at work, and a lot of it, and I'll tell you, I try making driving alongside Bob Green at night a fun experience. I put tails coming out of my trunk, hula girls in the rear window and bumper stickers. My favorite stunt is sitting in the passenger seat and steering so it looks like there's no driver, and I've done that. I do a lot of things because it helps me unwind. But the one thing I don't do is kill children. I don't kill any children.
I'm just saying the woman claimed she had a miscarriage because you wouldn't let her off the freeway to get to the hospital.
I don't kill... She had a miscarriage because she doesn't have a sense of humor and she was too dumb to put a sign up to tell me she was pregnant.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Donna on The Phil Henry Show with Robert Green.
I just wanted to see if he would realize that other people rush their children and family members to the hospital without an ambulance.
Well, then you can go in the other lane. Why do you got to come in my lane?
Why do you have to hold up the center lane or the passing lane when that's what it's for and the whole rest of the United States pays attention to that except for you?
No, I'm not the only one that goes slow in the fast lane.
You're the only one rude enough not to move over and allow someone to go through. It might be an emergency. You never know.
Well, that's what a lot of people say, but I think...
Well, a lot of people might be right, you know?
Well, I think it's a load, because not everybody could have an emergency.
Not everybody, but there's always that one case, like someone having a miscarriage now, right?
All right, well, then I would suggest, and I've suggested this to Mr. Henry, if you could get a sign that says I'm taking...
Well, are they
to the
supposed
hospital?
To manufacture the sign while they're driving?
You could go to Home Depot.
About Walmart?
You can go to Home Depot. You can get those metal letters, and you can make a sign. I'm taking.
Right. And by that time, the baby's already dead because she had a miscarriage.
How's that?
Stove your butt over.
I don't understand why. What do you mean the baby's already dead?
Well, let's see. The time it takes to stop and get some letters, who's going to plan ahead for a miscarriage or a baby with RSV that's lungs are shut down?
You can pick up one on your way to the hospital.
Right, that makes a lot of sense.
Have you ever heard of a Sharpie and a notebook? Thank you.
Have you ever heard of one person driving?
Thank you. Have you? I'm sorry?
One person driving, you can't make a sign.
Mr. Green, what are you suggesting?
I'm simply saying that you can't just blame me for maintaining the flow of traffic and going slow. We got people killing each other out there on the freeways, and somebody's going to bust my balls because I'm going slow? Have the sick kid make the sign. Or you say the kid's going to the hospital, right?
The kid usually is less than 2 years old that has RSV. And
I don't know what that. What's RSV?
It is respiratory syncytial virus.
Do you have a daughter or a child with that, Donna?
I do not, but I'm a neonatal nurse who's seen a lot of it.
Oh, and all of a sudden the kid can't breathe, or like an
right.
asthma or something?
Right.
It's like an asthma attack, Mr. Green.
It's much worse.
What about them pumps, the pump deal they have?
Wait a minute, why do we have to explain to you? Just move your car over. What do you mean make a sign and get a pump and get letters at the Home Depot and have the kids scrawl it on a notebook? Move your car over. Don't you think that the survival of a child is more important than you having your jollies?
You know something, Donna and Mr. Henry? You may think it's serious that your child has a disease, and it is. It's also serious that I work 8 hours a day in a hellhole.
Oh, my God. You know what? Turn your two-week notice in. Go to school and be something else that you don't like, if you don't like what you're doing. If you don't like your wife, get a divorce.
I like my job.
Well,
I like
it sounds
food.
Like you don't.
I like food. I don't like the people with their screaming and crying about this, that, and something else. Hey,
guess
you know
what? That's all over everywhere.
Well, let me ask you something, Donna. I don't know what you do. Well, you're a nurse, right?
Yes, I am.
Every day I got this. Can you tell me where the... you know, graham cracker crumbs are. Why would I know where that is?
Well, because
you're the manager.
Long enough to know.
Yeah, you're the manager of the store.
That's right. I worked in a grocery store. I can tell you where anything was.
No, what I'm saying is, ma'am, the stupidest questions. Do you have toilet bowl brushes? Do you have, you know where house... to me, I love to be down with the food, with the vegetables. I love to be oiling the cukes. I love to be putting out the corn.
So resign your position and step down to just the grocery manager. I mean,
Why don't you Why don't you become the produce manager, okay?
I got to take a cut and pay.
So in other words, so that we can make sure you have a great salary, we got to sit there and make signs to tell you to get over because you're... I don't believe this.
Well, you don't believe it, Mr. Henry, because you got the bully pulpit of a talk show, and you can say, hey, get out of the fast lane. Before I started my fun on the way home, I used to get home and push my wife around. I ended up in jail for domestic violence. I need this. I need this.
Hey, I got an idea. Get on some Paxil instead. It'll improve your whole life.
Oh, get you. You're a nurse and you know all those big names, huh?
I know enough to know that you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot?
Yes, sir.
You got to be an idiot. You're pushing your wife around, so you got convicted of domestic violence.
Yes, I did. I got 30 days.
30 days in jail. In jail for pushing a woman around. So now, because you don't want to go back to jail, you're going to go slow in the fast lane.
Oh, so I'm supposed to go back to jail and put up with that again, too?
No, you don't
need to see an analyst.
An analyst?
An analyst.
Maybe you should take some Allegra.
All right, pal.
Well?
Allegra? That is allergy medicine.
All right, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Well, you know all the big words.
Well, right. Maybe if you'd go to school and do something other than being a grocery store manager, you'd know some words, too.
Well, ma'am,
other than slowing down in the middle of the road.
At least I'm not calling up talk shows and throwing out the big words like Paxil.
Paxil's not a very big word. It's only five letters.
Yeah, Paxil is a very common drug.
Well, what about a neonatal nurse? Are you going to explain what that is? Were you going to do that anytime today?
Neonatal, that's self-explanatory. I take care of the little bitty tiny babies.
Brent.
Little bitty tiny babies. Well, now, what do we got here? Giant with Rock Hudson? I am trying to get home to my wife in the safest way possible.
You know, you keep going back between safe and then having fun. And then safe and then having fun. Which is it? Are you safe or are you having fun?
Mr. Henry, I said I like the idea of slowing people down, okay? And also, it's fun.
It's all right. Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
Hey, I haven't shoved my wife's face up against the piano for 3 months ever since I started driving 48 to 55 miles an hour in a fast lane. And I think it bears repeating. My wife and I have a great relationship today based upon the fact that I can do this. I can put up with anything from that you-know-what. And I love her. And it's probably some of the best sex I've ever had. And I can put up with anything from her because I get to do this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, who slows down in the fast lane on his way home because it's fun and because he likes to control traffic.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Robert Green is with me. He's a grocery store manager from Buena Park who is involved in a lawsuit. And I'm not going to get into the particulars, Mr. Green. You are being accused of causing a miscarriage by a woman on the side of the freeway. What freeway was this?
I'm not going to comment on this case, Mr. Henry. If you want news, you can get it off of the news.
All right, well, I can find out. It was the 405, Janice? Thank you. It was on the 405 freeway in Garden Grove. Now, you fax to me, you say that slowing down in the fast lane makes you relax.
I've said that several times, yes, sir.
All right, and you fax to me ways that you relax on your way home and ways that you say, quote, I give people a laugh and help them relax too. You write down...
Now, these are things that I faxed over to your producer because she asked me for examples. Just so you understand.
I understand that. You turn your lights off while you're in the fast lane until somebody gets up close to you, then you turn them on all at once.
That's correct.
You have mounted on the roof of your car high beam utility halogen lights that you turn on the high beam when someone goes by you in the right-hand lane.
Yeah, you're saying this like this is bad.
No, I just want to know. You hang out of the driver's side window as if you've been shot. So there's nobody basically controlling your car for a few feet.
I do it for a couple of seconds.
You put a mask on, a rubber Halloween mask on backwards, so it looks like somebody's got their heads turned around.
That's correct. On Halloween, I did that.
And the one that I think is the most juvenile of all, you push a mannequin's head up. You push a mannequin's head up and down in your lap as if you're being...
Having sex, yeah.
This is everything that you do when you're driving home to give people a laugh.
Yes, sir, and... Keep in mind, if it doesn't give you a laugh, it doesn't mean it isn't funny. So you're not the arbiter of everything that's funny.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Bruce. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know if this guy was really a joker or if this was for real. Because what I personally think is they ought to take his license away from him and never let him near another vehicle again as long as he lives.
Have you been cited, Mr. Green?
No, sir, I've not.
You've never been cited by the police?
Well, I was cited for the incident involving Ms. Porter. They cited me for illegal lane change. They didn't cite me for her kid coming out bad the way it did.
Her kid coming out bad. Well, her it was a miscarriage.
Yeah, I understand that. Is that all this guy wants to say?
Don't worry, I can be the host of the show. Bruce, are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you have another comment?
Because if that's all he's got to say, I can take another call.
I'm saying the man is sick, and I hope to someday that I can find him side of the road. I'm a professional driver, and maybe with a little luck, we can run him off into the ditch and never have to worry about him again.
Or is he a guy that doesn't like to have a couple of laughs?
No, I have my laughs. I enjoy my life. I'm a professional driver, and I don't want to put up with idiots like you in the road. You shouldn't be driving. You're a hazard. They should put you back in jail and let you stay there.
All I do is slow down so that you guys don't go too fast in the fast lane.
Well, as we find out, that's not all you do. You hang out the window. You put on backwards masks. You got mannequin heads going up and down. You turn your lights off. What if somebody were to hit you?
I made my comment. The man is sick. He shouldn't have his license.
Bruce, you said you're a professional driver.
The only reason you haven't got caught is because the police can't see you down in your vehicle doing stuff like that.
Well,
I can see the stuff from the...
You say that you're a professional driver.
I'm a professional driver.
Okay, how fast can you deliver that pizza?
He happens to be...
Drive, I'm a truck driver, and I drive the speed limit. My truck drives the speed limit, okay? I stay with traffic.
Okay, so do I.
No, you don't. You get out there in the middle of the lane, out in the fast lane, and slow everybody down. It's a hazard.
You said
you're
causing a problem. 48 miles an hour.
48, it's a 65-mile-an-hour zone out there. What are you doing 48 miles an hour? That's
well, they tell you you're allowed within 20 miles.
You shouldn't be out there.
If it says 65, you're allowed to go 45 in the fast lane.
That's baloney, and you know it.
That's baloney. There's a law against going too slow, and it's a wonder you haven't got a citation. I know states that would pull you over and give you a citation.
Look, Bruce, if you were behind me, I would have some fun with you. I'd weave around. And then if you tried to get around me, I'd move my car in front, just stuff like that.
Okay, I understand. I hope that someday you get into a bunch of truck drivers that decide that they don't want to have you on the road anymore, because we communicate back and forth, and one of these days you'll find out just how well they do communicate, and they'll put you in the ditch.
What are you trying to pull anyway? Are you
Hey, where do you live? I'll come find you.
Well, wait a minute. I'm just trying to have a couple of laughs here. You want to come and beat me up?
Yes, he does. I would,
yes,
too.
Yes, I would. I would beat you up, and I'd know half the industry out here would love to just run you over and put you in a pothole and leave you there forever. That's where you belong.
All I'd do if you drove by me in your truck is I'd weave a little bit, you know, just to see how well control of the truck you've got.
Well, put it this way. What does your car weigh? 4,000 pounds?
My favorite thing to do with guys who drive 18 wheels is to pass them and then pretend I see a kitty in the road and hit the brakes.
Good luck.
Good
luck. Goodbye.
See ya. Let's go over here now to 1-800-449-8686. Jimmy, go ahead. Jimmy, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Robert Green.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, you have all the makings and all of the intentions and your so-called sense of humor of a serial killer. You have all the profile of a serial killer, and you've been convicted of beating up your wife.
Well, wait a second. I would ask you to be careful, because I if you slander me, I'm already...
Let me say this right now. Buddy, I'll give you my name, number, address, whatever you want. If you want to try to sue me, by all means, please try and sue me. You are an idiot. You deserve to have your license taken away. And yes, you are a baby killer. Just like so many people want to tell
you,
and so many people want to say, you are a baby killer.
All right, so
plain and simple.
I could sue you for slander, but you know what?
I don't care if you want to sue me for slander. By all means, try. By all means, try. Buddy, you deserve to have every bit of your privileges, road privileges, driving privileges taken away.
I want to be very clear.
Forever.
You're calling me a baby killer.
Yes, I am calling you a baby killer.
If you want to try to sue me,
by all means, please try and sue me, buddy.
You're going to find out
after everything that you just said on this show and everything that's been documented, when you go to court, you're going to look like a total idiot.
You're saying that I killed a baby.
Yes.
I'm saying yes, that you killed a baby by your little joking around and by your little stupid-ass comments that you said on this radio show.
You get your
jollies off on other people's misery.
What I'm trying to determine, though, I want you to spit it out. What are you saying?
I'm sorry. I wasn't clear enough. You're an idiot. That's what I'm saying.
You have all
the makings of a serial killer. You have all the intentions of a serial killer.
You're saying, though, that I was responsible for what?
A baby dying. Didn't you hear the man?
This is the last time.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me turn it on. You are a baby killer.
I hope you got it that time, because I'm not going to repeat it.
Well, sir,
you're an idiot. You deserve to have your license taken away. And it's people like you that ends up getting shot every day, buddy. And let me tell you something. It's coming. It's coming very soon. After all the comments you just made on the radio and everybody that's heard it, it's coming very soon. Your day is
I could either drive slowly on the freeway or bludgeon my wife with a crock pot. Now, what do you want? Which one?
I want you to go and see a therapist, get some counseling, do whatever you have to do to get all these intentions out of your head.
Sir, you need
to be on some heavy medication.
There's something wrong with you.
There is something seriously wrong with you.
You know, it wouldn't be so bad if nobody got hurt. That woman's miscarriage on the side of the road, that was...
Okay, there you go. See, now you guys, you want a slander lawsuit, don't you? This guy wants one.
I want you to try to make yourself look like an idiot.
All right, say
yes,
it again.
I do.
Say it
I
again.
I want you to try and sue me to make yourself look like a total idiot in front of the court,
but the record
in front of your wife, in front of all your friends.
Well, exactly.
I doubt you have any friends.
Exactly.
All right. I guess he's not going to want me to say this.
What?
The record button stuck. Could you say it again?
Say what again?
The record button stuck on my tape recorder.
Buddy, you are the biggest idiot I have ever seen in my life.
What do you want him to say again?
You want to say that you're recording this and your record button stuck and all this. You're just, you need some serious medication, some serious therapy. Something is definitely,
hey,
there's a screw.
You're calling me
in.
A serial killer. I don't pee in my bed. I didn't set fire to Pappy's barn, and I don't stick pencils in Fluffy's ass. Now, that's
no, you just beat up
killer.
Your wife and kill babies
right.
on the highway.
Right.
That's what you do.
Ooh, you did it again. You called me a baby killer. You did it again. All right, what's your last name?
Don't do it, Jimmy. Don't even do it.
You aren't worth the time of day, buddy.
Don't give him your last name. Don't do it.
All right, Mr. Henry, I'll put you in the suit then.
Go ahead, you can sue me. I'm indemnified. Don't give him anything, Jimmy. I'll take the lawsuit.
Don't give him anything, Jimmy. I'll take the lawsuit.
There's no lawsuit.
Real big man, aren't you?
This guy, he's sitting there threatening everybody, and he knows damn well that if he tries to carry this to court, then he'll be laughed at. He'll be completely laughed at. He has said on the radio all these things that he gets off on and everything, and no court in the world would convict somebody for calling this man a baby killer.
How did I kill somebody? By hanging out the driver's side window and pretending I was shot.
You know, you could kill somebody. If you ever lost control of that car with you hanging out the driver's side window pretending you're shot, somebody, that car, all it has to do is hit a bump in the road, man.
That is illegal.
What do you guys think this
you
is?
You talk We're about you don't break any laws. Right? What you just said is illegal.
What? Did I hang out the window?
That's called reckless driving, you idiot.
Look, you and I both know you truckers pop a rack of bennies to keep yourselves awake at night. What kind of car do you drive?
Look, I am not a trucker. I am a private citizen. I drive a pickup truck. I'm curious, too. Please answer this question for me. I'm just curious.
Sure.
How old are you?
I just turned 37.
37-year-old man.
37 years old. You have all the makings of a serial killer.
What kind of car do you drive?
I got a silver Porsche Boxster.
A Porsche Boxster? Jesus, buddy. That's a valuable car. You're driving down the road hanging out the window. You got tails coming out of the trunk. You got hula girls on mud flaps. You got a mask on backwards, and you got a mannequin going up and down in the seat. And you're driving the thing from the passenger side to make it look like there's no guy driving it. All for a couple of giggles because you hate your job in a grocery store.
You got it there. You just laid the whole thing out. Thank you. Saves me a lot of breath.
Quit your gig, man.
One question, Robert, please. Please answer this other
Jimmy,
question.
Jimmy, you see me drive down the street with a blow-up doll.
Do you have any kids?
I can guarantee you this. If you see me drive down the street with a blow-up doll's legs wrapped around my neck, you'll laugh. Won't you?
Oh, I would laugh.
There you go.
You think I would laugh at something like that?
Sure you would.
Buddy, I think you're sick. You are completely sick.
All right.
And you need medication.
Can you recommend a doctor?
All right, Jimmy, forget it. The guy's messing with you.
Look, I hope to hear about your funeral sometime soon.
Right,
goodbye.
Thanks very much.
The guy's not even a trucker.
So?
Sounded like one.
All right, I don't know if we want to keep going with phone calls.
Why not?
Oh, you're having a good time, are you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you like just screwing with people? Is that what you're doing? You screw with them on the highways, mess with them on the freeway, screw with them on my radio show? The only place you don't screw with them is in your grocery store, do you? Because you get fired there.
Look, I'm entitled to have a couple of...
Why don't you mess with them in your grocery store? When I walk up to you and I say, where are the graham cracker crumbs? You can point me in the direction of the tampons. How about that?
I've done that.
I'll bet you have done that. Glenn, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
You know, I had a couple of comments as I was sitting here waiting. This guy, I can't even believe he has the audacity to get on the telephone here like this. Now, obviously, he's missed his calling. He should either become a cop or a comedian.
Wait a minute.
One of the two. What's he doing in the grocery store?
Well, let me ask something. How come I can't slow people down? They're not supposed to be speeding anyway.
Okay, that's what I said. You should have became a cop, not a grocery store manager.
I don't want to be a cop. I want to do my...
Obviously, you want to be a cop.
I want to do my...
You want to obey the law? Is that what you're not saying here?
As a good citizen and just slow people down. Let me tell you, what's your name? Glenn,
my name's Mad Dog, a.k.a. Mad Dog.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Up here in Canada.
What's that supposed to mean? What, are you going to come gunning for me up there in Canada?
No, I don't gun for nobody. I just go to work and live life and enjoy my family.
Enjoy
and
your family?
And I don't beat my wife.
Tell me.
So the other guy called you a bait. You know, going to let me speak or what?
Well, I just want
your talk here.
Hey, cop uniforms make me look fat, all right?
Well, you know what?
Jesus.
The other guy called you a baby killer. Maybe he's wrong, but you know what? You're a woman beater. You're a woman beater.
Okay,
obviously,
that's slander.
That's slander.
No, it is not slander. You got
beating your old lady.
Yeah, you got arrested for that.
If you get convicted for beating your wife,
that's none of your business.
Yes or no?
It's a matter of public record.
You already
said it. The answer is yes. Yeah.
Okay, look.
That's right.
I'll give you the same choice I gave the other guy. Do I get to slow down in traffic, or do I go home and put my wife through a window?
That's what the other guy told you. Maybe you need to get some therapy.
I don't need any therapy. I just want to have some fun in traffic.
What a special wife. Oh, your wife, man, I'll tell you. She's a special lady.
She's a special lady to put up with you. Glenn, you wouldn't laugh if you saw me driving down the road with a blow-up doll's legs wrapped around my face.
As a matter of fact, you know what? I love to laugh.
Okay.
I really love to laugh.
Ain't that a
But you're telling me you're slowing people down for safety reasons.
Right.
And you're sitting in the passenger seat of your car. And you're talking about safety? You couldn't spell safety. That's why you're a grocery store manager.
Oh, so you got something wrong with those guys. If it wasn't for me, you guys would start.
I have nothing wrong with nobody. You're the guy with the problem with everybody.
I got
That's
no
why
problem.
You slow everybody down.
Yeah, well, if you want to have a couple of giggles, go to your job, and when they go to the cucumbers, you can say, hey, it looks like you can get friendly with something like that, okay?
And I'd get fired.
And you'd get fired. Out on the road, though, when I don't have to deal with you, I got to sit behind you with a blow-up doll's legs wrapped around your face.
It's funny.
It ain't funny to me, man, when I'm trying to get home. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
What's that supposed to mean?
I like the way you sound so professional and stuff. Thank you very much, Glenn.
You're a baby killer.
All right, I'm suing.
Go ahead, sue me. And also, I hope the next time you pull a stunt like that, that you lose control of your car, it goes through three medians and bursts into flames far away from anybody else that may be on the road.
And you find that funny?
As I was saying it, I was very amused by it. I hope your car sails over two medians, clears all the traffic, lands in a huge empty lot, and bursts into flames like something out of The Fall Guy.
I'll have my attorney get in touch with you first thing in the morning.
That's terrific. What's that?
Well, I did want to say that, attempted that cucumber joke. Why don't you try again, Carrot Top?